just to hear my own voice echo in the canyon. When she appeared before me, protected from the cold, ringing with the echo in her heart. She walked up to the porch and I sang a good bit further until we both sat there in silence. Well, I asked her to my living room, a place where we can warm our bones, she said, but I am warmed by the singing, and I can hear my husband, man, returning from his labor, and I have no food on the table. And as quick as she came earlier, she went back to the forest, with a trail of roses behind her.
Red and black as coal.